You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Kings. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Kings fans, happy Friday. You're listening to Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And thank you for making this show your first listen, sort of the day, every day, on your favorite podcasting app of choice. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of this show. And as always, I am glad to be here with you to talk all about the Los Angeles Kings. On today's show, we are getting ready for the Kings' next game against the Dallas Stars. So we're going to be taking a little bit of a preview of that game, looking at what the Kings have been up to in practice, and of course, checking in with the Stars. On today's show, we're also going to hear from Locked On Stars host Dane Lewis, who is going to give us some quick thoughts all about the Stars in this upcoming matchup. The Kings are, of course, looking to get back in the win column after two kind of lackluster performances against the Wild and against the Predators, both of which were games that the Kings could have very well won, but didn't. So this is going to be a big test to see if the Kings can get back to the way that they played against Vegas in the first game. The Stars right now are 2-2 as they look to go into their home opener for the season, which I'm sure is going to be a very loud game. The arena where the Stars play, I feel like, is one that is just always pretty much described as hard to play against. They do that irritating thing where they yell "Stars" during the anthem. Like, okay, Dallas, we get it. You're Dallas. But it is a very loud, very passionate arena. And, you know, they like that. It's to their advantage to have their crowd be like that. Looking at their four games so far, they won their opener on the road to the Rangers, 3-2 in overtime. They lost to Boston. They lost to Ottawa somehow. And then they won against Pittsburgh in a shootout. So again, this is the Stars' home opener, the first time that they're going to be seeing their fans. And then weirdly, they go back out on the road for literally one game. This is neither here nor there, because I don't care about the Stars again after tonight. But that's a really bizarre scheduling thing. They literally leave, play Columbus on Monday, and then come back home for more games. So I don't know what's up there, but schedule makers, WTF. Looking at the Stars roster so far, they are led in scoring by Radek Foxa, who has 4 points in four games. Did you know Michael Raffel plays for the Stars? I didn't know that. Our good friend Joe Pavelski, he has one goal on the season. For all of the games that the Stars have played so far, again, four games, there hasn't been a whole lot of scoring. They've scored 8 goals total throughout those games, and scoring right now is kind of coming from all over the place. No one on the team has more than 2 goals. Michael Raffel has both of those, and so they're a team that, similarly to the Kings, is still kind of finding a rhythm in terms of, who is doing what. The Stars also do have some injuries to contend with, some players who have been out. They are currently missing John Klingberg, who is dealing with some sort of lower body injury, and Jason Robertson, who is dealing with some sort of upper body injury. Both of those guys are not expected to play tonight, as well as Blake Comeau. They're all going to sit out this game. They're hoping that they come back on Monday. But again, I don't care about the Stars again after tonight until the next time we play them. So no John Klingberg, no Jason Robertson. Both of these things are bad for my fantasy hockey team, because I have both of them and I have to keep moving around the bench and the injured reserve, because I'm also already out of injured reserve spots. Thank you, Nikita Kucherov. But that's a whole other story. Also, did you know that Braden Holtby is the goaltender for the Stars? Because I sure forgot about that. This is like one of those object permanence kind of issues of every time I look at him, I go, oh, that's where you are now. But he is with the Stars, and he is the goaltender who is anticipated to go tonight. Anton Khudobin is also still there, and Ben Bishop is on injured reserve. And based on the fact that they went and brought in Braden Holtby, it appears that this is going to be a long-term issue for Ben Bishop. So Instead, we get Braden Holtby, who, if you're curious, his career record against the Kings, which is largely, of course, with the Capitals. He did spend that season in Vancouver, which apparently was an oops on their part. He only has 5 games against the Kings in his career, which seems a little wild, but oh well. He is 2-2-1 in those games. 0.916 save percentage. Really, we didn't see him at all last season because he was in Vancouver and we didn't see any Canadian teams. So that really is just his record with the Capitals. But we get to deal with him tonight. And I think that he is certainly not the same goaltender that he was for, you know, his time in Washington, his Stanley Cup winning year. I would say very gently that Braden Holtby is on the decline, and he is a goaltender we could take advantage of potentially, but you know, guys always seem to have really bizarre performances against the Kings, and I guess that's just the way it's gonna be. Interesting things to note on the Stars roster in terms of scoring. Tyler Seguin, no points yet. Did you also know that Ryan Suter plays for the Stars? I forgot about that. Jamie Benn, 1 point. So again, it really is, at this moment, the scoring is pretty spread out. And it's not like there is one player in particular dominating the team in terms of scoring or anything, a.k.a. Anže Kopitar. As we talked about yesterday, though, the Kings are driven by that first line and slightly that second line and also Drew Doughty. And depth scoring continues to be a thing that the Kings are struggling with. So coming up in our next section of the show, we're going to take a little bit more of a look at what is going on with the Stars, and we're going to hear from Dane Lewis, host of Locked On Stars, as we figure out what we can anticipate for this game tonight. Before we get into that, Built Bar is something that you should be considering as you get ready for the game tonight as well. Built Bars are delicious. They come in a ton of great flavors and they're healthy for you. So if you are looking for a quick snack to keep yourself going throughout the day or to give you some energy to, you know, stay up and watch a game, or I guess really get off work early and watch a game thanks to, you know, time zones, you should be looking at Built Bars. They are high in protein, high in fiber, low sugar, low calories, low carbs, and really all around tasty. They have great flavors, including German chocolate, cookies and cream. I just got some of the coconut brownie chunk ones in the mail the other day, and they are pretty delicious. They won the championship earlier this year for the March Madness bracket challenge. And while they're not, you know, they're no cookies and cream, they're no churro puff, but the brownie chunks in the coconut brownie chunk are pretty darn delicious. So if you don't have a favorite flavor yet for Built Bar, go to their website, get a mixed box where you can try all of the different varieties, and then, you know, let me know what your favorite Built Bar flavor is. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, this is Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and thank you for making today's show and every show your first listen of the day on your podcast app of choice. Right now, like I said at the top of the show, we are going to take a look at the Stars, and we are going to hear from Locked On Stars host Dane Lewis all about his team. So without further ado, let's hand things over to Dane.
Hey, Kings fans, Dane here with the Locked On Stars podcast, and I'm here to give you a little bit of insight about the Dallas Stars leading into their matchup with the Los Angeles Kings on Friday night at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. I think one thing to know that this is Dallas's home opener, so that arena is going to be loud. It's going to be jam-packed full of Dallas Stars fans. And so one of, if not the toughest place to play in the NHL, in my opinion, and I think many Stars players would attest to that as well. So it should be a very exciting game, should be a very electrifying game. Two teams that have, you know, been competitive at the start of the season and have a lot to prove this season. Some things that the Dallas Stars bring to the table is obviously defense. They've been a defensive-minded team for the past several seasons, and that has continued to be the case as of this season. They play really excellent defense. They have really good positioning as a team. They're very quick to poke the puck away from players or block shots with their bodies. There's no fear from the defense. There's no fear to lay their body on the line if it means preventing the other team from getting into the goal. And speaking of the goal, Braden Holtby has been the number one goalie for the Dallas Stars so far this season, the 2016 Vezina winner, 2018 Stanley Cup champion with the Washington Capitals. And he's kind of fallen off the past few years, but he seems to be getting back to his usual self, playing at a very high level. He's played very well for Dallas through the first few games of this season. So he should have his work cut out for him with some very talented Kings forwards. And a nice offensive attack from the LA Kings, so it should be a fun matchup there. Some of the weaknesses of the Dallas Stars are on the other side of the ice, on the offense. Dallas has struggled putting the puck in the net, and especially doing so on the power play. Dallas still has yet to find their groove on the power play, missing some key players in their lineup like Jason Robertson, Blake Como, and even John Klingberg as of recently getting injured on opening night at Madison Square Garden versus the New York Rangers. But if those guys aren't in the lineup, then the Dallas Stars are a little weaker and there's a little bit less power to their offense. And so it should be interesting to see how Dallas responds to the offense being lacking the first few games of the season and then coming at home with the fans on their side. So look for Dallas to be aggressive from the get-go on offense, trying to get the fans going, trying to notch more than two goals because they haven't been able to score more than two goals in regulation so far this season. Should be a very exciting matchup. A player to watch out for will be Roope Hintz. Roope Hintz is one of the best up-and-coming players in the Dallas Stars organization right now. He had a fantastic season last year, still looking for his first goal this season, and I think he's going to get it Friday against the LA Kings. Should be a really exciting matchup. I'm excited to watch the game. I know you guys probably are as well, and I hope it's a great one.
All right. Thanks for that from Dane Lewis, host of Locked On Stars. If you do want the perspective from Dallas, go and make sure you check out Locked On Stars. Of course, available wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show is looking at what they need to do to slow down our leading scorer, Anže Kopitar. Dane raised some interesting points, which I found curious because my perception of the Stars, my memory of the Stars is really from, you know, those handful of seasons ago where particularly Tyler Seguin was emerging, Jamie Benn won the, you know, most goals thing or whatever. And it was, you know, that it came down to the last game and he got like a hat trick or something and beat John Tavares by one goal, like very, you know, dramatic kind of funny stuff. But my perception of the Stars is still continually that they are a team that scores a lot of goals, but maybe doesn't, you know, prevent a lot of goals. But that's not really the case now for the team. And it really seems like it hasn't been the case, especially since Rick Bowness took over a couple of years ago. The Lindy Ruff Stars were one thing. The Ken Hitchcock Stars were another thing. But now the focus really is on playing tighter defense and not necessarily being a team that is going to outscore you and win a bunch of games 5-4 or something, which really is at odds with my perception of the Stars as a team that is like goal happy. I mean, obviously, you can see that reflected in their stats just for this season. You know, like I said earlier, no one has more than what, like 4 points, 3 points. One guy has two goals, so it's definitely a different Stars team than we're used to seeing. And I want to point that out because, for as much as I always kind of raise the question, comment, concern of, wow, people who don't watch the King, you know, show me you don't watch the Kings without telling me you don't watch the Kings or whatever, because it's always people who are like, oh, the team is old and slow and whatever. And, you know, that's not true at all. The Kings today are not the same team that they were when they won those Stanley Cups. They are not relying so much on, you know, physicality. They do have players who are speedier and more creative and whatever than they did back then. But it's frustrating as a Kings fan to be having to listen to people say things about my team that are blatantly not true and prove that they have not actually watched a Kings game. Mea culpa or whatever to the Stars, because I certainly was thinking that they are a very different team than they are now. Although I will say that, you know, I was thinking of them in a way that was possibly more positive than things are for them right now. If you look at scoring from last season, the Stars are 18th in the league in terms of goals for. They had 156 goals for over last season, the COVID-ish shortened season. The Kings, no surprise, 27th, 142 goals over 56 games. So the Stars aren't, you know, up there with last year's leaders were Colorado, Pittsburgh, Vegas, Florida Panthers, and the Washington Capitals. Those were your top five last year. So the Stars are, you know, technically in the bottom half of the picture of scoring. If you look at goals against, they did a very good job of preventing those. And, you know, a lot of it goes to Ben Bishop played last season. Anton Khudobin had that really great renaissance season that kind of made people be like, oh, this guy's still good. But they were 25th in terms of goals allowed, 148 goals allowed. Well, 25th if you sort it by most goals. If you sort it by fewest goals allowed, the Stars look really good. They're eighth, so top 10. Funnily enough, Vegas was the best in terms of least goals allowed. The worst was the Flyers, actually worse than Buffalo or San Jose. The Kings were kind of in the lower middle. They were 21st, 169 goals, nice allowed. So yeah, the Stars are not exactly the high offense, high octane team that kind of jumped up onto everyone's radars a few years ago. They are focusing a little more on shutting things down defensively, which could be an interesting challenge for the Kings because they don't always do so well against teams that kind of figure out very quickly their game plan and figure out how to shut them down. Funnily enough, a little bit of an aside, one of those fancy stats charts that kind of, you know, puts the logos of the teams on the chart and tells you sort of what you need to know about a team. Vegas apparently is just doing atrocious defensively, and I, for one, could not be happier to see that. But it's going to be interesting to see how the Kings react to a team that plays fairly tight defense, because that's something that they like to think, I guess, that they try to do as well. And so how will they fare when faced with a team that is going to limit their chances? The Kings don't get a ton of chances as it is. And so are they going to be able to adapt, let's say? Out of curiosity, in terms of shots per game, the Kings are actually up there. They're 34.7 shots per game. That's eighth in the league. The Stars are not taking many shots at all. They're 23rd, average of 29.3 shots, allowing about 32 on average per game. Kings are allowing about 28.7 per game. So we could see some like low event hockey here in the like high 20s, low 30s in terms of shots. So we'll talk a little more in the next segment about the Kings and what they need to do. But I think what they need to do is figure out how to get to the net. The Stars, one last thought on them before we check out the Kings. The Stars have been doing really odd, strange things in terms of their lines. Jamie Benn is on the third line. Tyler Seguin's centering the first line. Joe Pavelski is on the fourth line. And Joe Pavelski has just continually, his whole career, been irritating to the Kings. So I expect nothing less than that tonight as well. Tanner Kerrow somehow is still here in the league and is on the Stars' third line. Ryan Suter, we talked about him already, but he's there. Andre Sequeira, Yanni Hakanpää on defense. He was with the Ducks and was relatively annoying to the Kings as well. It's just a very odd combination, some very odd lines for the Stars. So I'm curious to see how this is going to go, especially for the Stars, their home opener. They're going to be motivated, are going to want to show their fans a good time. So coming up after this, we're going to take a look at the Kings and what they have to offer us tonight in terms of getting ready for this game. Before we get into that, though, betonline.ag is here for you to help you with all of your sports betting excitement. The site is back and it is better than ever. They've redesigned things. They've got a new web interface for the start of the basketball season. You can find more props, odds, and lines than even ever before. BetOnline is, of course, your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. And really, whatever sport it is that you're into. Basketball, football, baseball, hockey, boxing, fighting, casino games, whatever it is, you can take advantage of all the amazing offers that they have available for the 2021 season. Head over to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today at betonline.ag and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline.ag, it's where the game starts. So closing today by looking at the Kings, looking at their situation, we're probably going to see a very similar lineup to what we saw in Nashville, although the bottom six is sort of in flux. The line that we'd been thinking of as the fourth line, that Grundstrom, Lizotte, Kupari line in the last Kings practice, they stuck together yesterday, but they sort of moved up into taking like the third line rotation. So they might be technically the third line right now. The fourth line was a mix of Arthur Kaliev, Gabe Vilardi, Trevor Moore, and Vladimir Kachev. So who knows which one of those will not be in the lineup. They all sort of, there was no one who got left out more than the other ones, although the power play apparently did get sort of shifted around, and Kachev came off that top unit and instead had Alexei Afalo there. So it's possible that Kachev sits for this game, which, all right, fine. I think that he is not being necessarily put in a position to succeed getting moved around like this, but, you know, whatever. So I would expect to see maybe minor changes. Like we said on the last show, that Grundstrom, Lizotte, Kupari line was really one of the most impressive of the Kings in their loss against the Predators. So I would expect to see them be kept together. Maybe, yeah, give them a little more minutes, give them a little more time to try to make something happen, because, you know, for as good as the top two lines have been, it's also going to be really important to get those guys going. So that's going to be something curious to keep an eye on. What did the Kings need to do in this game? Shoot the puck. Like, I hate it. I hate the stereotype of that. It's so frustrating. But they're going to have to find ways to get past Dallas, who doesn't, you know, give up a whole lot. And, you know, the Stars are aware of that. The Stars are aware of the team that is coming in to play them tonight. Rick Bowness, the coach of the Stars, has even pointed out that that is something that they need to watch for with the Kings, in that the Kings don't give up a whole lot of chances for the other teams. So they're going to have to make it count while they can, which could, you know, be good, could be bad. I don't know. Realistically, that's something the Kings are going to have to know, that the Stars are going to be ready to challenge them on and to actually play defense, because sometimes I question this team's commitment to it, let's say. One thing about the Stars is that they are very unhappy with their power play right now. Coach Rick Bowness even said the other day that it's been completely out of sync. They just aren't clicking together as a unit. So that's also something to keep an eye on. Last year, the Kings were so bad at taking penalties, particularly at really stupid times, that I even made a whole like meme about it, of the like Bernie Sanders, I'm asking you to please stop taking penalties thing. This year has seemed pretty good. I haven't been egregiously mad at the Kings for the penalties that they're taking, and the penalty kill has been okay overall. There's not necessarily the parade to the penalty box that we have seen in the early season in past years, but with the Stars power play being a little bit anemic at the moment, I don't want to encourage the Kings to take penalties. That is obviously not where I'm going with this, but I think that they maybe need to have a little less concern when they're on the penalty kill with these guys, as opposed to, say, you know, having to go on the penalty kill against Edmonton, who is currently at a 50% success rate. They have the best power play in the league. The Kings actually, again, small sample sizes, three games, they are fourth in the power play, 37.5%. Dallas is at a big whopping 10%. And because I find this always a curious fact, there are two teams right now who have yet to score a power play goal. Those teams are Boston and Vegas. Penalty kill right now in terms of special teams. You know, for all I just said about the Kings penalty kill being okay, it's not that great. 75% has them in the 20s. Dallas has been also middle of the road, 80%. So not too much to make of all that. So ultimately tonight we have a team that struggles with scoring facing off against a team that struggles with scoring. Both of these teams have gifted scorers on them. Anze Kopitar, obviously, great scorer. Tyler Seguin, great. Jamie Benn, historically great. The Stars have a lot of young up-and-comers who sort of got their moment in the sun when the Stars made the Stanley Cup final during the bubble year. And so they have, both of these teams have the power. Both of these teams have the horsepower to score goals. They just haven't been. So I feel like ultimate prediction, like final thoughts about this game, feels like we're going to have either like a 1-0 shootout win, or the game's going to be a final score of like 6-5 or something. I don't know that there's going to be a middle ground. It's either, you know, very defensively tight and dull and boring, or open up the floodgates. Let's see what happens. So I'm interested to see this game. This is the first part of a back-to-back. The Stars head to St. Louis tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, we're going to hear from Thomas Welch from Locked On Blues, who is going to give us the quick update on his team and what to expect there. I personally am hoping he answers the question of Vladimir Tarasenko, what's up with that? Because what's up with that? I thought he wanted to leave, but he is still there. So who knows? So you're going to get a bonus show tomorrow looking at the Stars game and then looking forward to the Blues game. We also play the Blues again Monday. So, you know, it's just going to be a cavalcade of Kings games on the road. That'll wind up the road trip. I think that if they can win like two of these games, that's going to be great. I won't complain. I certainly hope they win at least one of them. Otherwise, I'm going to be sad. So thank you so much to Dane from Locked On Stars. Again, if you want to hear the Stars perspective about this game and the aftermath of it, go make sure you listen to Locked On Stars. Tomorrow, we're going to do a bonus show where we talk about the Blues and hear from Thomas from Locked On Blues. So keep an ear out for that as well. I, as always, have had a blast talking with you guys about the Kings. Can't wait to see what goes on with the game tonight. Don't forget that it's an early one for all of you out there on the Pacific Coast. It's at a 5:30 p.m. Pacific game, and it's not going to be broadcast on the real TV. It's going to be on ESPN Plus and Hulu. So if you haven't subscribed, go get on that. I think I've seen some people say that, like, even with the kind of janky ad version of Hulu, you can still get the games on there. You're just going to get commercials, but so are we all. So hopefully you will find a way to watch this game. I cannot advocate for any other ways to watch the game, but you know, they're out there. So have fun, enjoy the game. Hopefully the Kings win and we stop having to worry about like what the heck they're doing. That is it for today. Come back tomorrow for a special bonus edition of Locked On Kings as we take a look at what is next. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're subscribed to the show on your favorite podcast app of choice. And, you know, keep listening all season long here on Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.